Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everybody who has called in and who's listening on tonight. Thank you all for calling in and holding your hands up to let me know that you all want my agreement with you in prayer. I appreciate everyone tonight. I don't have any announcements as I've been saying, I think since I started doing the show. I don't have any announcements. The only thing I'm going to do is pray with you all. I'm going to pray before we take the first call, and then we'll just continue on to take the calls and pray with you all about any requests that you may have. So let me just open up with prayer, and then I'll take my first call, and then we'll move on to all the way down onto the last call tonight. So I start off the show by saying thank you, Father, for opening up the doors for this show. Thank you for allowing this show to be. Thank you for the existence of the Prophet Randy show, and thank you for giving him a heart to open it up to let other people come in and be used and allow you to speak through them and help other people by them. Thank you, God. For the grace of God upon Prophet Randy. Thank you for the grace of the show. Thank you for the grace of every person that would come in and allow you to use them to pray for your people. Thank you, Father. And anybody tonight, whatever you all are believing God for tonight, I pray that your prayer gets answered this night in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray. All right. Amen and amen. So be it and so be it. I'm going to go ahead and take our calls. You all know I get right into the show in terms of prayer and taking calls because that's just how I work. That's just is that my personality? I'm not for sure. But anyway, that's just how I work, okay? All right, so we're going to take our first call here. Okay, so I have here we go. It's going to be a 731-334. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Ashley from Wisconsin.
Hi, Ashley from Wisconsin. Hold on, Ashley. All righty. I'm going to pray for you, Ashley, and then if you have any requests, I will pray and agree with you on that. Okay, Ashley, let me put you on mute and pray for you and see if there's anything that God would say or anything that you could, use, and then I'll unmute you and let you come back in and give me your response. Okay? All right. Hallelujah. So, Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. God, we bless you tonight for Ashley. We thank you that Ashley is a strong tower. I bless you, God. Ashley, you are a strong tower for the Lord. You are and you are becoming. You are, you're both. You are and you are becoming a strong tower for the Lord. Stand strong. No matter what people say, no matter what, stand strong. There is a reward for you, Ashley. Stand strong. God is going to reward you for standing strong, for maybe even being singled out as a Christian. People may say, oh, you're a Christian. We'll get what you think last. But we know you're a Christian, so you just stay over there. And then they begin to gather up and do their own thing. And then they invite you afterwards because you have Christian title on, you walk around with a Christian title. But stand strong, Ashley. God is going to use you in that way. You stand strong. You be who you are in the Lord. You're a strong tower. God's going to use you in a very strong way. And there will be even some surprising moments. I even see actually some people contacting you secretly. I know you sound very young, but whether it's now or whether it's later on in life, the people who have come against you and have said things and, she's a Christian. They kind of like, persecute you a little bit. Those who may persecute you, they will be coming to you secretly to ask you for advice and ask you for prayer and ask you, what do you think about this and what do you think about that? Because secretly, they want Jesus too. They want to know. Is this thing real? So they're looking at you. So you a strong tower. So you expect and look forward in the future, now and in the future, for people contacting you to secretly inquire about the Lord. You keep studying the Bible. You keep studying the Word. I don't know, maybe you know, becoming a person who is well versed in the Bible. And as you do that, you also get other learnings as well. You learn the Bible, and then you learn a type of a counseling that you could help these people locate what it is that they're searching for, which we know is Jesus. But what is Jesus using to cause them to reach out for Him? And so you get more learning and more teaching, more, you know, learn how to counsel, learn how to teach people, learn how to do that sort of a thing. Learn scripture, attach the scripture to counseling and figure out, okay, counseling says to do this. And then you relate that to the Bible, to the scriptures, and then you apply that thing and teach people how it applies. That they begin to realize, oh, okay, I understand now. This is what this is. And so may God use you. I guess ultimately it will be some type of a counselor, some type of a person who will help people through their problems. And so actually you do that. You believe God for that. And it'll be many. It won't be a few. It seems like it'll be many people that will come to you and surprise you. Yeah, they said these things publicly, but privately they really want to know. And so I'm going to unmute you, Ashley. Anything you have to pray for, we'll pray for that.
Thank you for praying for me.
Yes, you're very welcome.
I did have something I wanted you to pray for. So I was wondering if you can pray for this kid that I work with, and I can't say the name or anything, but I was wondering if you can pray over them and their life. It's like
sure.
A really tough situation right now, and I'm really emotional over it.
Yes. Sure. Of course we will. Thank you, Father. You don't have to say the name. That's okay. We'll pray for that child. We thank you, Father. We bless you for that child. We thank you, God, that it is you that is concerned about this child. You're more concerned about this child than we are. We thank you, God. You're looking out for that good health, the health of this child, the health of this child. Thank you, God. You are looking out. God, the eyes of the Lord be upon this child. The eyes of the Lord, I believe, are on this child. God, you look out for this child, the health, the well-being, to make this kid happy, to make this child happy. Happiness be unto this child. Happiness. Happiness almost maybe seem insurmountable, but happiness be unto this, in terms of, you know, impossible. Happiness be unto this child. Happiness. Happiness, almost like this. I mean, just happiness. We pray for happiness for this child. Bring happiness to this child. When it seems like it's not possible. Happiness. God can make you happy. God can make you happy. And real happiness, not just a high moment, you know, but real happiness. Authentic happiness. Father, we thank you for happiness, and we thank you for protection for this child. We thank you, God. We bless you for protection and happiness, becoming happy, growing into happiness, no matter what it looks like, growing into happiness. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We ask you for wisdom for those who are in and those who are over this child, those who are to see about this child's well-being, this child's welfare, we thank you for wisdom and compassion. God, surround the child with people of wisdom and compassion, compassion and wisdom, that this child will be geared in the way of happiness. Let there be other Christians who truly believe in the Lord surround this child, that this child grows into the happiness that you have said we can have. A happy child. This child will grow into happiness. So we thank you for that, God. In whatever it is, we thank you, God. This child will grow into happiness. Into happiness. They may even have to make the people around them happy. Hallelujah. Because the people around them may not be convinced. Are you really happy? Yes. Really happy. Yes. Yes. And yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. And amen.
Thank you.
Yes, you are very welcome. All right. Amen. Something about you all being surrounded by a particular type of a people. But anyway, thank you for that, God. So, yes, thank you, Ashley. Appreciate you. Anything else?
No, that was it. Thank you so much. That
all
was
right.
My great
thank
night,
you.
Too. I was praying for her, the child all night. And that was my prayer was for protection and happiness. So.
Oh, great. Well, thanks a lot. Well, God heard your prayer. God is listening. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to move on to our next caller here. Okay, so I have a 682-738. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
Hey, Felicia, how you doing? This is LaShawn from Texas.
Hey, LaShawn.
I have somebody on the phone with me that I want you to pray. It's my sister.
Yes.
Orphanage, say hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. And what's the name again?
Orbany.
Orbany. I said that right. I hope I said that right. I'm sorry if I didn't. Oh,
yes.
That's right. Orbany. Yeah, of course we will. Thank you. And thank you, Alicia. Thank you for calling in and let me pray. Let me pray. I'm going to pray for Orbany first, and then I'll pray for you. So thank you all. Thank you so much. I'm going to put you on mute here and pray for you, Arbany, and thank you for allowing me to pray for you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We thank you, God, for Arbany. What is it that you want for Arbany? Father, we thank you. We thank you, Arbany. It's almost like I see a car where the wheels fell off. The wheels fell off. A car where the wheels fell off. The wheels fell off. But God is putting them back on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Where the wheels fell off, you ran out of gas, something, the car, whatever it was, it caused the car, the wheels fell off. You were going somewhere, and then the wheels fell off. And now you're like, well, where am I going? You're still going. If you have faith in the Lord, you have faith in God, God will restore all of that. The wheels fell off. The wheels fell off. But God is able to replace the wheels, to do the thing that you didn't think. It's almost like, what do I do now? What do you do is you believe in the Lord, and you get up and you do it again and again and again and again and again, like tricycle, like a kid learning how to ride a tricycle. You do it again and you do it again, and you go back and you try it again and you try it again and you try it again. And you will see this is what it is. You will see. What it is was this. You will see. Try it again. Try it again. Try it again, Arbany. Try it again. Try it again. God wants to bless you bountifully. I hear the word bountifully. I don't think I've ever. Oh, my God. I probably was in school last time I used that word. Bountifully. God wants to bless you bountifully. You are loved by the Lord. Mando Rabban de la Boche. Try it again. Try it again. Try it again. If it don't work, try it again. And if it don't work, try it again. And try it again. And you will see. You will see this thing. You will see. God wants to make you so successful. You say, well, I'm already more successful. Whatever you are, God wants you to be greatly successful. Try it again. Try it again. Whatever that thing is, try it again. Do it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you for Arbany. We thank you that Arbany will do it again. And you'll do it again. And when it happens, only thing you, listen, you better acknowledge Jesus. You better say, look at what the Lord did. This is the Lord. You say, this is what the Lord has done. not for sure what that thing is, but try it again. And you watch and see this thing happen. And you will say, look, listen, woo, woo, thank you. It finally happened. Listen, say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, it happened. That is the Lord. That is the Lord. Try it again. Do it again. Success is on your side. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. If you work it, you'll see God's hand. Something about I know that you're listening to sister, but something else about the family. Just work the thing. I think it's like a success thing, success may be on this family, but success just doesn't come out of the sky. You got to work it. You work it and let the people around you say, how that happened? Girl, I did this and this, and I had to go back, I had to try it again, and then finally it happened. Just keep doing it. Success be upon this family. Success be upon you. Success. Just work it. God, just work it. Hallelujah. And Father, we pray that prayer for Lashun. Just work it. The same prayer. Just work it, Lashun. God is not, he just work it. That's it. Success is unto you. Just work it. If you don't work it, it won't work. You work it. You put forth the work. You put forth the effort. And you watch and see the Lord show up mightily and strong. And you gonna know. Listen, y'all gonna know. Y'all gonna know. This was the Lord. Work it. Success is meant. Maybe somebody in your previous, maybe in the family, a while previous family members, success, they were prosperous and they made it. And they had money and somehow it got faltered. And okay, well, now it's our turn. It's your turn. Now you are to pick it back up. Work it. In Jesus, work it. And for you, I would try again. Do it again and again and again. In Jesus' name. I know I repeated myself a lot. Let me unmute you all and let you come in and pray for whatever y'all want to pray for. You are unmuted.
Okay, Ormandu, is there anything you want her to pray for you for?
I would like for you to just pray for my family.
Yes.
Your kids? Oh, okay.
My kids. That's what I said, my family, my kids, everybody. Pray for my whole family because I know we need it.
That's it. Yes. We pray for y'all. Success is on you all. Only thing, y'all just got to work the thing. Success is on your family. Y'all just have to work it. That's it. You know, some people, let me say this to you all. Some people, that they try to work it, but they can't because maybe there's a family curse on them. But I don't feel like that with you all. It's like, y'all just got to work it. Whatever you want to do, work it. What do you want to do? Do it. And then on your children, tell them, do it. Success is in line for them. You all just have to put forth the effort. I'm telling you, I remember with even Lashun, I remember seeing this big mansion. Like, I mean, just, it's there. Y'all just have to work it. We pray, God, for protection. We pray that Aubrey's children will always be protected in Jesus' name. And then, Father, you guide them and you lead them and you direct them in the way that they should go. And let them intuitively work it. If the children never get a prophetic word, maybe they intuitively work it. Father, put it in them in Jesus' name that they would even intuitively work it. Intuitively, they just naturally come into it. In Jesus' name, success be upon this. It's just on this family. But it's just required that you all put forth the work. And that's it. In Jesus' name, success. Success and more success I speak unto you. This should be a family of just handing over wealth, handing down wealth, wealth from this one to that one to that, just all over. Just be consistent, work it, and do it. God is with you. Even when you think he ain't, he's with you. May the prosperity, the angel of prosperity reside over you, that you will see moments of prosperity and say, oh, Lord, I would like to do this, live like this all the time. Let it be consistent and let it increase. The spirit of prosperity, the angel of prosperity, financial favor be upon you, that you will not be able to deny this is the work of the Lord. You will not be able to deny this. This is the work of the Lord. Prosperity run through in and out of your family tree in Jesus' name. I think somebody in the past, you may not know them because maybe it was your great-grandmother, great-great-great-great, somebody was financially, somebody was wealthy at some point in this family tree. Now you pick it up. Your family pick it up. Lashon family pick it up in Jesus' name, and y'all do that thing. Just work. Mm. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, that's confirmation because the Holy Spirit showed me that connect to, he showed me, and I had got another word that it was someone that was in my family, and they was, you know, well, it was well. It was well.
Yes.
Even they inherited it. So even the Holy Spirit has shown me that. I'm in the process of moving, transition, and God is opening a door. I will be moving. I will be still in Texas, but I'm moving to another area away. And this door that's being opened is also, I'm already claiming, but I have a second interview. And it's with ministry. I can't tell it right now, but I do have a second interview, and I just believe God. I'm telling you, God, he just blow my mind how he does things. He keeps doing it. Keep opening doors. I got you. You keep focus on doing what I'm doing. You know, do what I assign you to do. And he just opened doors left and right, and I'm so grateful he get the honor. So next week I have to go out of town to the second interview to meet with the co-founder of this ministry. So if you could just keep me lifted up in prayer.
Yes. Hallelujah. And even there, listen, something is going to change. Something will change. I'm not for sure what that is, but something will change. I don't know if that's going to be the thing that's going to change, if you're going to get there and change some things even in within that particular, what would you call that? That particular sector, that particular arena. I'm not for sure what you would call that. Something is going to change. And it's almost like I hear the Lord. I see YES, 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 something to yes. Now, I don't know what that is, Lashon. I'm just telling you, you go and you pray about this. This is unto you. So I hear the word yes now, yes, whatever that is, yes, 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 and yes. It's like I see YES. That's what I saw, YES. And so, Father, we bless you for whatever that yes is. Something is going to change. Something has changed, shifted, changed, moved in another direction, another direction, another direction, another direction. And Lashon, you may think you deep now. God is wanting to take you even deeper. You scratched the surface. That's it. There's something deeper for you. There's something even deeper to where you're going to have to be even separated. Separation. And so something has changed in Jesus' name. A change. Something has changed. Will change. Something. There's a change. And so you go to the Lord about that in Jesus' name. A change. You will see something has changed. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God. And
yes,
whatever the yes is, whatever the yes is, you go before the Lord. And it's almost like when you get to this place, even some things are going to change because you're going to somehow you're going to be you're going to represent a change. Where you're going, you're going to represent a change. Just be real, be open, be honest. Listen, this is what it is. Let's not try to be too deep and spiritual. We're going to try to work this thing out. Just be real, open, and honest. A change unto you, a change. A change, I'm telling you, this family, there's another family who I know is just, who I get the same thing. This family is meant, you all are meant for success. Hallelujah. But a change, just something has changed. You'll see that. You'll notice that. It's not going to be the same. Something is not going to be the same. I wish I knew it all, but I can't. Some things, you know, you all have to go to the Lord for, and let, you know, if you have the personal relationship with God, you know.
It's confirmation because this is, like I said, it's a transition, and he told me your time is up here. There is a change. It's a new chapter. And so he said it's time for you to go. And, so I can't tell it all right now, but y'all will hear the testimony.
Yes, I pray for that.
It's going to be a testimony.
Blow her mind, God. Let it be more than what she think it's going to be. May it be more than what you think.
Mm-hmm.
May it go beyond even what you think. You think this and this. Mm-hmm. May it go beyond even that. Because God, listen, I believe God's going to give you more than that. And so we bless you, Father, for more than that. More than that. A statue. Something about a statue. I don't know if that has something to do with your son. This boy is something. Child, I don't know what this boy is. This boy is something. I don't know what your son is, but this boy is something. A statue. I saw a statue. Something about a statue. So, Father, we bless you. Protect this baby. Protect her son. Protect this baby. In G, protect him. No hurt, harm, and protect him in the name of the Lord. And may he fulfill his destiny. Something about a statue. When I saw your son, I saw a statue. I don't know if he's going to make history, whatever he's going to do, but something about that. And so we thank you, Father. We bless you, God, that you even revealed that to us. A statue. I don't know if it's going to be because he did some good works. He done something good. Something. What are statues for? I have to look that up, but something about a statue. So we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That this family will go forth. Every one of you will be successful. Every one of you. But I don't know. That boy, girl. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God is good. Bless you, God. Amen and amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Felicia. I wanted my sister to call me. Like I said, I'm in the process of going into a new direction, and I was here cleaning up. But I give the confirmation. Like I said, next week I have to go out of town to the second interview. God
Hallelujah.
Know what he's doing. Yeah.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you all so much. Thank you for letting me pray. And thank you, Arbony, for letting me pray for you. Appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome. Appreciate you, too.
And may your babies be protected forever until Jesus come back.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
God
bless you, sister.
Thank
you. And you have a blessed night.
Okay, I will. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. All right. Wasn't that beautiful? Okay, we're going to move on to our next caller here. All right, so I have a 662-806. Who am I speaking with? Where you call?
Felicia, this is Cynthia from Mississippi.
Cynthia?
Uh-huh.
Cynthia from Mississippi. All right. Thank you, Cynthia. Appreciate you for calling in. I'm going to put you on mute, Cynthia. And as always, I pray for you. And then if you have any requests, we pray for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless you for Cynthia from Mississippi. Come on, Cynthia. All right now. Thank you, Father, for Cynthia from Mississippi. We bless you, Jesus. Oh, Cynthia, stars. Cynthia. Like a fallen star. God bless you, Cynthia. Bless you. God is going to pick you up and lift you up. Woo! Ah, I feel the love of God just flowing through and reaching out to you, Cynthia. Mando Rabba Carissa. The love of God. The love of God be unto you. If you don't feel it now, Cynthia, you will feel it. You will experience a presence of God that you've never experienced before. You may have experienced him once, but you will experience him again on a whole new platform, a whole new level, I meant to say. You haven't seen the Lord this way before, Cynthia. You ain't seen the Lord this way before. Mando Reba Carissa. Pay attention to things that happen even next week. See if God says anything to you next week. Pay attention. Pay attention. You pray. Ah, Cynthia, Mato Rabba, the love of God. Ah, God is wanting to express his love to you in a new way. Cynthia, a new way. Woo! What do you want? What do you want from the Lord? I'll do it. What do you want, Cynthia? Close your eyes and see yourself there. Pray. Ask God, God, would you do this for me? Yes. Okay. I ask you to do it for me. Thank you and amen. And then watch it happen. The love of God. Whatever you're concerned with, even your children, I don't know if you have children or not, but whatever you're concerned with, the love of God. The love of God. The love of God. You know what, Cynthia? There's mako baseke talabo shede. You're going to come to a place where there's nothing else in life that you want but Jesus. What more do you want? Nothing. I got it all. Jesus. That you're going to come to a place where there's nothing else in life that satisfies you but Jesus. And the way that you, listen, you're going to know you got Jesus. You're going to close your eyes and you're going to see yourself standing right next to him. He loves you. I'm telling you, I felt the love of God so strong, so strong, so strong, so strong, so strong. God loves you undeniably. You are undeniably loved. Of course he loves us all. But the message to you is the love of God. What do you want? Okay, you can have that too. What do you? God, 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 God loves you. And a lot of times, God, that's a repetitive question for many people. For many, you know, I pray for people, and many of the time that's a repetitive question. What do you want? And it's because Christians, and I say this, Christians, you know, sometimes we have a hard time just, can you just receive it? And sometimes, most of the time, Cynthia, I'll tell you, Chris, we can't. Most of the time, we just can't. But Cynthia, what do you want? May God give it to you. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to make a special prayer for you, Cynthia, and say, God, even if Cynthia is not getting it, may you push her into it anyway. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Cynthia, I'm unmuting you.
That was awesome. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Well.
God is amazing.
I can't wait.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Good things be unto you. May you come to that place. Nothing else satisfies you. Having nice things is nice and fun, but and you're having your family taken care of, all that is good. But to reach a place where everything is answered, all your prayers are answered, but all I want is him. Nothing more than that makes me happy and satisfied. Be it unto you. Be it unto you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hmm.
Hallelujah. Well, the prayer request, I don't know if I should say.
Yes, it's okay.
I have been single for 19 years, and I'm just tired of being single.
Okay, let me calm down. I'm going to calm down here. Okay, let's start all over. Okay, what's your prayer request?
I have been single for 19 years, and I'm tired of being single. I want my husband, a godly man.
Yes, Lord. Let's pray for that. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. I think God is going to give me some kind of area and some kind of gift in this because I love nothing more. This is my favorite request. Father, we bless you. Oh, thank you, God. And I was just shedding a tear today, Cynthia, and I said, Lord, am I really going to get mad? I was shedding a tear today. So bless you. This is right on time. Thank you, Father. We bless you for Cynthia. God's going to do the same thing for you. And may this man be just out of the ordinary. You get an ordinary, a man that's not ordinary husband. Thank you, Father. We thank you, God. This man is hiding. He's been hiding. I see a man that's been hiding. He's been hiding and lurking around, not in a, you know, not in a bad way that's perverted or anything like that, but just like, God, I want the same thing, but I don't want to seem like a freak or an idiot, or I don't want to seem like I'm a pervert or anything, but God, I want a wife too. Thank you, Father, for that. Hallelujah. A man that's been kind of just like, God, what do? I don't want to seem like an oddball or I don't want to, it's like a man who wants a spouse as well, but he does not want, he may have done some like, okay, he's been hiding, he's like looking around and you know, side-eyeing everybody, but it's not a bad thing. He's trying to do the right thing. It's like, Lord, I'm not crazy. I just want a spouse too. How do I do that without seeming like an idiot or seeming like a freak or seeming like somebody who's a pervert or something? No, I just want the same thing. A man can want the same thing that a woman wants and not, you know, and just be just as innocent as a woman. Have the innocent desire, the same, the desire be just as innocent. He just wants the same thing. And so, Father, we thank you for whoever that man is. May she come in contact with this man quickly. And, Father, do a quick work in Jesus' name. A man, he wants the same thing. The same thing. He's like hiding. I saw a man hiding and just like not for sure, like say something, no, like not for sure. This, he doesn't want to come off like a lunatic. Wow. Thank you, Father. Kind of like, you know, I do you understand what I'm saying? Does it sound, I hope this is right. It sounds right to you.
Yeah, I think I understand.
Okay, you know, he doesn't want to come off like a crazy, you know. So we thank you, God, for that. Father, you, God is great. God is fun. We think that he's not. God is fun as well. And so, and God is probably sitting there, he's probably laughing. But and thank you, Father, for your for giving us a sense of humor as well. Thank you, God. May you meet this man quickly. Father, I ask you for a quick work. Fulfill her happiness. Fulfill it, God. Fulfill her in that way, a godly man, and let him come out and let her know. You know, I don't want to seem like a crazy man. I don't want to make anybody scared that I'm some Looney Tunes. And so you have to be reserved. So, you know, sometimes the man is smart enough to be reserved. Father, we thank you for that. Wherever he is, we ask you to like a magnet to metal, draw them together quickly, God. Do a quick work. May she come back and testify quickly, God, in Jesus' name. And I even quicker than what I've been requesting. Father, do it for her. Do it for her. It's about time. Do it for her. Do a quick work in Jesus' name. A good man for you, Cynthia, a good man who does not want to come off like a crazy. That's all I got. He does not want to come off like a crazy. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you, brother. I don't blame you. So we thank you, God. That's all I can sense him by, is that he doesn't want to come off scaring people and making people, oh, my God, why is he? No, he wants to be sensible. A man that wants to be sensible. That's what I got for you, Cynthia. A man that wants to be sensible and come off.
Well,
sensible.
I hope he has boldness, too, to come up.
Yes, and that's probably why he does. That's probably why he's reserved, because he does have that, and he doesn't want to come off as Looney Tunes. So we bless you, God, for that. Don't worry. He's a good match for you. You'll see. You'll like him, too. So we thank you, God. We bless you, Father, that you have reserved this man. This man, not only you have reserved this man, and this man has reserved himself. So thank you, God. Bless you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God.
Thank
amen
you,
and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And the Lord bring yours quickly, too.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you.
Like a magnet.
Metal to a magnet. There you go. You got it. You got it. So just remember that. Just remember that. He doesn't want to be coined as a crazy, okay? That's it. That's all I got.
Well, I will definitely call in as soon as possible with the praise report.
Amen. Amen. I hope you do. I'm ready. I'm all right. Let me put this on my calendar. So thank you, Cynthia. Appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Okay. All right. We're going to move on to our next caller here. Okay. So I have it's going to be a 111111. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from? Oh, well, excuse me. 111111. Should I ask you for your name? Or can I say where you're calling from? Whichever you want to give. Uh-oh. I'm sorry about that. 111111. I apologize. Now can you speak?
Hey, it's me, Carmen from Texas. Hi, Prophet.
Hey. Hey. I think you might be the one again. Okay. All right. Thank you, Carmen from Texas. All right. Let me put you on mute and see your purse again. Y'all are all right with me. Okay, I want to put you on mute. Father, we bless you. We thank you for Carmen. Hallelujah. God, you are good. You are good to Carmen. Carmen, hallelujah. You're coming into a new place, a new place, a new place, a new place for you. Some things are going to happen. Some wonderful things are going to happen. And then you're going to be at a new level all of a sudden. Suddenly, it happened. Suddenly, it happened unto you. Suddenly, quickly, yesterday, today, a few hours ago. Suddenly, it happens unto you. You're coming into a place, hallelujah, a new level. But some things are going to happen. You watch and see. Some different things are going to happen. Some things out of the ordinary are going to happen to you. And then suddenly, you'll be at a new place, a new level with God. You're going to see. It's going to be fresh and new, a fresh and new beginning for you, a fresh and new beginning for you. When these things, it's like two things, two different things. I got two different things that are supposed to happen. I'm not for sure what they are, but two different things are supposed to happen for you, Carmen, and then you're going to see a new level, a new height, a new place in God. You're gonna feel it. You're going to sense it. You're going to know it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Carmen. That's it. I'm going to unmute you. That was quick. There you go.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive
Hallelujah.
It.
Amen and amen. That's good. That was good. That was quick and to the point. That was good. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Amen, amen.
All right, Carla. Did you have anything you want to pray for?
No, that was it. Thank you.
Well, amen. We'll look forward to that. I don't know what that is, but two things, Carmen. It's two things. One thing is going to happen out of the ordinary, and then another thing. And you're going to know that, oh, well, this has never happened before. What is it? I've never experienced this before. It's like two things are going to happen to you, the two different things. And you'll see, and you'll know, and you watch. It's going to take you to a whole another place in God. And I even see you prophesying on a whole other level as well. But it's going to be two things in Jesus' name. I don't know when. I always, I'm not for sure, but it'll be two things that are out of the ordinary, and you're going to know this is the Lord. And when those two things happen, you watch and see, you'll be at a whole other place in God, a place that you have not tapped into. You'll see. It's going to take you to another level. Your prophetic gift will flow even on another level. After these two things happen, these two immutable things, whatever that is. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you.
Amen. Amen. Higher, higher, going higher.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bless you. Thank you. All right. Okay. All right, y'all. We're about to be done. So thank you all. I have one more person with their hand up, and then I'll I have another caller who doesn't have the hand up, but thank you for listening. Appreciate you. But I'm going to move on to the last call that has her hand up, and then if I don't have any more callers, we'll wrap the show up. Okay? All right, so I have a 803-991. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Felicia. Angela, South Carolina.
Huh? What's the name again?
Angela.
Angela. Okay.
Angela.
Angela from SA, from SC. South Carolina? North Carolina?
Yes, it's Angela in South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay, I know SC, NC. I get it right, Angela. Work with me. Just be patient with me.
No, you
all right. Father, we bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Put you on mute, Angela, because you're my last one. All right, and thank you, Angela, for hanging on in there. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We thank you for Angela from South Carolina. Hold on, Angela, just a second. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for where Angela is going. Angela, you're on the road. You're on the road again. You're going to be on the road to somehow, I don't know, sell some products. On the road. You're on the road kind of like entrepreneurial. Not saying that you're an entrepreneur. If that's not for you, that's fine. But having something to do with that, selling products, getting products, entrepreneurial connections, Angela. On the road again. I just hear that. What's that? Nelson song? On the road again. That's what I hear. I believe it's like, starting again, continuing on. Business for you. Selling some products. Selling some products in Jesus' name. God, we bless you for what you want for her. For what you want for her. You sell them products, Angela. You sell them products. Selling products. Selling something. Not saying you're going to become a millionaire as a result. I mean, you could. But saying, selling products. selling something, selling products. Father, we bless you for that, selling products. That's all I got, Angel. All right, I'm going to unmute you. Hallelujah. There you go.
Amen.
Oh,
wow. I'm not sure what that means at this time, but okay. I receive it.
Okay.
Wow.
That's okay. That's all right. You just look forward
to
that.
I sell cars.
Okay. You sell cars?
But, yes. Mm-hmm.
Really?
I sell cars. Yeah.
Selling products, selling something. So God, we bless you. We thank you that you increase that for her. Increase that for her. Make that, you know, don't know if you love it or not, you want to do something else or not, but Father, increase that for her until or if she wants to move on. Increase that for her in Jesus' name. Increase that for her. More and more. Selling. Okay. So I said selling products, but selling cars. So selling cars. I didn't know what it was.
I mean, that's confirmation. Because today, I mean, because I was asking God to send us more cars because we were getting low, and you know, it's a small family business. But I like, you know, what I do, and that was a prayer I was sending up today because you know, the car he's the owner. He goes and buys more cars, but market's been so messed up now that it's hard to get, you know, good used cars. So,
I got the song On the Road Again.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I got the song On the Road Again. So that was a car.
Right.
That was a car. On the Road Again.
Right.
So God is so good. God is with you. God is with you. God will speak. Here a little, there a little. And then you end up getting a lot. So thank you, Father, for that. May God increase you in that. And I believe God is going to increase you. That's why he brought it up, I believe. And so thank you, Angela, for letting me pray for you. Believe God for the increase. The increase shall come. Increase be unto you in his name. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. On the road again. Wow. Amazing. That's beautiful. That goes right with the tour. On the road again. Thank you, Father. So bless you, Ezra. Thank you for that. How cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just wanted to let you know my father passed Wednesday. And I just want to thank all the prophets of PGM who prayed for him, kept his spirit up. But, yeah, he passed on Wednesday. And the Lord spoke to me on Monday about him passing. So, you know, since it was coming, but I didn't know it was going to be this quick. I just want to thank you and you, Mother Prophet Randy, and host of other prophets prayed for my dad and Carmen and Terrence and Tanisha. So I had a lot of people praying for him, and you know, I feel his soul was in a good place. So that just comforted me. So he believed in the Lord.
And know that it is. And I send healing energy to you and to your family. May you I send healing energy to you all, to you and your family. God, we thank you. We thank you for the life that he lived. Hallelujah. That's beautiful. You're able to say, my father, I can remember when my father did this. I can remember. You got good memories. Thank you, God.
Yes.
You have good memories. Thank you, Father, that you give her good memories. She can look back and say, my father. So may I send healing energy to you all. God make you whole. The comforter come and comfort you all.
Yes.
Comfort you all. You be blessed. God is good. And it's not so bad that he goes to be with the Father, is it? No.
Not at all.
He goes to be with the Father. He goes to be with the Father, Angela. He's with the Father. That one day you will be with the Father. One day I will be with the Father. We all will be with the Father. He just beat you there. That's all. He beat you there. But when you're going to, I'm going, we're going to be with the Father. He just beat you there first. And then whoever is second, whoever is third, whoever is fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh, we all going to be with the Father. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Father, for giving us him. Thank you, God, for his life. And now he's with the Father. And soon we all will be with the Father. Thank you, Angela, for letting us know that. And thank you, God, for him. He is with the Father. And you will also get to see him with the Father. The Father. We're all going to be with the Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God is good. God bless your family. And remember, everybody's going to be with the Father. Everybody's going to be with the Father. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Angela. Bless you. Bless you. And bless you for that. God's healing energy to your family. And remember, we all are going to be with the Father at some point. Everybody's going. You'll go and you'll see. We're all going to be with the Father. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Angela. Bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Felicia. God
bless
you.
Very welcome. And call again, okay? Call us again. And let us pray for you again and again. Thank you, Angela. And have a good night, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Okay, good night. All right. That is it. I've gotten everyone who had their hand up. And thank you all for calling in. And thank you all for listening. Oh, wait a minute. I think I got another one. I was about to wrap it up. All right now. So I'm going to take one more caller. Okay. I was about to wrap it up. But I got another call that I'm going to take. And thank you for calling in. You see, I mean, you know it's Felicia. You know it's not anybody else. So thank you for trusting Felicia to pray with you and agree with you. So I'm going to take this one last call, and then we'll go ahead and wrap it up. And thank you all for being patient behind the other people. I know sometimes when you call in, you're hoping that it's your, or hopefully my call is next. My call is next. But then you just wait patiently. So thank you all for that. I'm going to take the last caller here and pray for you and pray that God has a word for you, and then we'll go ahead and finish out the show. So I have a 828-989-1637. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Jennifer from North Carolina. Jennifer from NC. I got to ask. NC. And Jennifer, NC. All right, Jennifer. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being patiently, and thank you for waiting. I appreciate you, Jennifer. Father, we bless you. We encourage you. We lift you up, Jennifer. We lift you up to the high heavens. We lift you up in Jesus' name. Father, we bless you for Jennifer from North Carolina. North Carolina, thank you, God. We lift you up. I think God just want to lift you up. Just lift you up. Lift your spirits up. Lift you up. In Jesus' name, rocking. I heard something rocking, a rocking. I heard a rocking, Jennifer. I hear something rocking. Father, we lift Jennifer up. We lift her up. We lift you up, Jennifer. We lift you up. The Father is with you. A rocking, like rocking, just rocking back and forth, rocking. And I see a brown, something brown, 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 something brown. Okay, so this is what I see, Jennifer, like a brown, you know, like a canoe, but it's not in the water. And it's not a canoe, but it's like a canoe. Something brown shaped in a canoe, but it's not a canoe. Whatever that is. And it's rocking back and forth. Father, we uplift, it's like you just need to be uplift. We uplift you, Jennifer. We lift you up before the Father. We lift you up before the Father. Jesus, you don't care what people think about you. Jesus never cared what people thought about him. He never cared. There's a scripture where the disciples came to speak to Jesus, and they said, Jesus, we know that you don't care nothing about what men think, but we have a question for you. You have a question for the Lord. Jennifer, a question. A question. You have a question. God, really? Really? We lift you up. The Lord lifts you up. We lift you up. We exalt you. We edify you. We lift you up. Be lifted high. High and lifted up for you. High and lifted up for you. High and lifted up for you. Great Jehovah. High and lifted up for you. We lift you up. It's like you have a why. Like, why? What? Why? Why this, Lord? Why? And then my left hand begins to itch. I'm not for sure why. Tingle. Not itch. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Tingle. My left hand begins to tingle. Let God speak to you. Personally, Jennifer. Let God speak to you personally. Personally. You let God speak to you. Personally. Like you, like final, is it like, final? Is it really final? Are we at the final moment? Let God speak to you. Let God speak to you. And Father, I ask and pray that you surround her with people of faith, people of wisdom and faith, people of faith and wisdom. Impart unto Jennifer wisdom. There's more wisdom. Impart unto Jennifer more wisdom. There's a wisdom. May God impart unto you. A wisdom. And we lift you up. We encourage you. Wisdom. A wisdom. We give unto you. God, the wisdom that I've learned, I imparted unto Jennifer. The wisdom that I've learned, I imparted unto you, Jennifer. I mean, some surprising wisdom that you didn't even know. You never knew wisdom. The wisdom that I have, I imparted unto her. You don't know it all. And that's all right. There's more coming. May more wisdom come unto you. More wisdom. That you would know what to do. In Jesus' name. I'm going to unmute you, Jennifer. Okay? I think this is you right here. All right, Jennifer?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Felicia. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you.
Be glorified. Be glorified. Thank you.
You are very welcome. You are very welcome. You are very welcome.
Thank you,
Father. What you did for
Thank
me,
you,
God, do it for her. Shock her with the wisdom. Shock her. The way you shocked me with wisdom. Shock her with it. You're going to know what to do. You're going to know what to do. Thank you, Father.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm. well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Mm. Amen.
Just let it be. Just pause for a moment, Jennifer. Just pause. My daughter, let's just pause. Close your eyes and look inside. Pause. Don't say anything. Just give this moment to the Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Father. You should be able to see. You should be able to see. You should be able to see in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm trying not to touch this moment, but if there's anything that you want to say, Jennifer, that you want us to pray for, you can say it now.
Oh, God is good. Be glorified, Lord. Be glorified. There's a young lady, young girl that's on my heart. Her name is Sadie. And just to pray for her protection and just for God to intervene in her situation.
Father, we bless you for Sadie. Hallelujah. The presence of God be around Sadie. We pray. I see a child with her mouth open wide. Like, what just happened? Shocking. But wonderful. But for her. For Sadie. For her. Father, we bless you for whatever that is. God, we welcome that. We welcome you by the Holy Ghost. We welcome you. We welcome that. A shocking moment for that baby. A shocking moment for her. I see her with her mouth wide open. Like, what just happened? Even at a young age. Not an adult. A young age. Like, what? What just happened?
Mm-hmm.
And that will be the defining moment that she will know God is real. Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Oh, I have holy goosebumps covering me. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Felicia.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for calling me. You call at any time. I'll pray with you anytime. Thank you. The presence of God be all around you. The presence of God be all around you. That you know that God is real. That he's not something that you just believe in. He's something that you know. May you know, not just believe, may you know the knowing in Jesus' name. I demand that she comes to know, not just believe, but you know. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Bless you, too.
All right. Have a good night. Be peace.
You too.
Peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. All right. Good night. All right. I was just about to call it in. Listen, y'all know I think I'm I don't keep my word, do I? I said that was my last call. Okay, here's my last call. This is my last call. I'm going to move to the last caller here. She don't keep her word. No, I don't. I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Y'all better forgive me, okay? Last call. I have a 734-672. You're my last person. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Jennifer from Michigan.
Hey, Jennifer from Michigan. I'm going to pray for you, and then we are going to see if you have anything that you want to pray for. Let me put you on mute, Jennifer. We bless you, Father, for Jennifer from Michigan. Father, we bless you, and we thank you, hallelujah, for who Jennifer is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Jennifer, I see you're just becoming bigger in the Lord. You're just becoming bigger in the Lord. I don't know, when I put it on mute, Jennifer, I saw a balloon and somebody huffing and puffing and blowing air into the balloon and it just becoming bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Like just whatever that means, becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, magnified in the Lord, bigger, bigger, bigger. Just becoming bigger. I don't know. That was like, I don't want to say inflation, but I just saw a red balloon, and it's being blown up bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It never popped, though, Jennifer. It never popped. Just bigger and bigger. That's what I saw. Just bigger and bigger. May you become bigger and bigger in the Lord. Handling things that you didn't think that you would be able to handle. Handling things that you didn't think that you'd be able to handle. And just like, something to celebrate when you walk into a room. Jenna, here comes Jennifer. Woo! Everybody's cheering. Why? For whatever reason. For whatever reason. And then becoming bigger and bigger in the room. Bigger and bigger. A bigger and bigger celebration. Just being celebrated, bigger and bigger and bigger, being celebrated, a celebration. Okay, they celebrated you a little bit over here, a little bit over there, but then you're going into other places and they begin to celebrate you more and more and more. They're just celebrating you more and more and more. So God, we thank you for this big celebration. This big, whatever they're celebrating, whatever you've done, whatever has happened, Jennifer, a big celebration. It goes from a little celebration to a bigger celebration and a big, and when you go places, a bigger and bigger and bigger celebration. I believe that's what that is. Balloon becomes big. A balloon, isn't that a party? Isn't that a celebration? It becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. You're just being celebrated more and more and bigger, wherever you go. Bigger and bigger. Celebrating, whatever that is, if there's something is celebrating about you, something about you celebrated in Jesus' name. And then I'm going to mute you here, Jennifer, and then we'll pray for whatever you want to pray for. And you are unmuted.
Thank you. what do you think that means, the celebration? Like, what did the Lord give you any insight,
Jennifer,
on that?
I think it's something that you've done, or you've overcome something that you've done or something that you've overcome. Whatever it is, they're celebrating you. It's like, I see, like, it's like when you walk into a room, the people know immediately who you are, and they begin, there's Jennifer! Woo! You know, celebrating. It's a celebration. They're celebrating you in every room that you walk in. I don't know if it's like you becoming more known and more known, but just a celebration of you when you go places, people knowing who you are. Hey, Jennifer! Woo! Hey, there's Jennifer! Woo! And it's, I don't know if it's something that you've done, something that you're known for, something that happened to you, but you being celebrated is probably something that you've done or overcome. And now you being celebrated because maybe it's something that other people have overcome. And now they can celebrate you because you made it. And now they're like, okay, well, she made it. I hope I can. You know, I believe I can make it. Like you bringing belief to people. bringing belief to people. And so now you're being celebrated. Just and the celebration, it just increases. So I'll say this. It's either something you've done or something that's happened to you that you're able to now celebrate, something that you overcome, something along those lines. But it's like, you know, maybe bringing comfort to people. She did it. I can do it. Thank you, Father. And woo! But just you being acknowledged when you walk into certain rooms and more, and the acknowledgement becoming more and more and more and more. And even sometimes if it begins to get on your nerves, just remember, hey, God loves everybody. Sometimes people get on your nerves, but hey, God loves everybody, okay? So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I receive it, and whatever it is, yeah, I'll do it, so.
Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. And let it happen,
thank
God,
you,
so she knows this is it. Oh, so this is what they're going to be. Let her know, God. Let it happen. Let her know this is it. This is what it is. This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I pray it's not a long time from now that you begin to be celebrated and people begin to, you know, let you know why you're being celebrated. May that thing happen quickly.
Mm.
You know, whatever it is that you're going to do or you're becoming or that you've done, may it happen. I want it to happen quickly. You might, well, I don't want it to happen quickly, Felicia. Well, I'm praying that it happens quickly. I'm so selfish. So thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I know that people said I'm called to ministry. I don't know if that
there
has something
go.
To do with it, but whatever
boom,
it is, I'll
bing.
Do it.
Yes. Boom.
Yep. Yep.
So your ministry becoming bigger and bigger. All right. That's good. Very good. That's good. Now that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Okay, Jennifer, anything else?
I was just wondering if I could pray for you.
Oh, my God. You better. You know what I said? I was praying for the show, and I said, Lord, can somebody pray for me?
Oh, that's amazing.
I sure did say that. I was praying for the show, and I said, Lord, I'm going to pray, but God, just surprise me. Let somebody say they want to pray for me. And it's a gift.
Well, he answered your prayer.
Come on, Jennifer. You are in the spirit, girl. Yes, you pray for me. I appreciate you. Got it. Oh, my God. I'm shocked. I'm gonna pass up.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Now you have
I just
the floor,
got back from a revival service, so I'm ready to pray and be with. Yeah, so thank you, Lord. We just lift up Felicia to you tonight, Lord, and I just thank you for her faithfulness, Lord. Just He just calls you faithful. He just says, daughter, you're so faithful, and he loves your heart, and he loves that, yeah, just the sacrifices you make just to help others or to help the people in the Lord, and even doing this show, he says he's so pleased with you, daughter, so faithful. And I just see the faithfulness in your life is increasing. Like he's called you faithful, and you've been faithful with little, and he says, I will even make you faithful with much. Yes, Lord, I just thank you that you're just increasing just her ministry. You're increasing the anointing in her life, Lord. I just thank you that she's covered with your presence, Lord. I just thank you that your spirit will fall down on her, Lord, and it already is on her, Lord, but I just ask for more of your presence around her, Lord. I just thank you that you're just increasing. I just keep seeing the word, like, increasing. Like, he's increasing faithfulness. He's increasing the prophetic gifting. He's increasing finances. He's increasing anything and everything in your life because you've been faithful with little. He says, I will make you faithful with much. And, I don't know if you need something in your health or if you need something in your finances, but I hear something about your health. I don't know what that is, but he wants to increase you in every area, your health, your finances, everything. And Lord, I just speak blessing over her, Lord. I just speak blessing over her life, that you're increasing her in every area, Lord, that you're going to bless her, that wherever she goes, she's a light to you, Lord, that wherever she goes, there's a glow on her, Lord, because she is a light to you. And people will know that she is the light. She'll walk into a room and brighten the room because it doesn't matter if it's pitch black in there. She's going to brighten the room with your presence, Lord. I thank you that everywhere she goes, the Holy Spirit is with her and it's in her, Lord. And I just thank you that it's going to touch the people around her. It's going to drive out the spirits of darkness around her, Lord, that people on the street, they're just going to see her and they're going to know that God is with her. And even just seeing that light, even just seeing the light on you is going to drive out demons in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Lord. Yeah. That you're lighting a fire in her soul, in her heart. You're just increasing the fire in Jesus' name. I just speak blessing over her, Lord. Blessing and increase and just more anointing, more presence, Lord. More of you in every area, Lord. This is her time to shine in Jesus' name. Yeah, this is your time to shine in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You, you are called to be. Jesus, you're the one. Hallelujah. Yes, I am having a health issue in terms of my hair. I grew up and I had, as I was growing, I had long hair all the way down to my back, and all of a sudden, hair just stopped growing and it's not growing anymore. And I just, God, what do I do? Is my something wrong with my health? That was it. You hit it.
Thank you. Wow. Wow.
Do you know
what it is? What the health issue is? What they call it?
I don't know. I've just been trying to take vitamins for it, so I don't know really.
Okay.
And I did pray about that. And wow, I did.
Hmm.
I'm so blessed. I'm so touched. You are called. You do this. And I eat Kato Rabba. This is so beautiful. I receive every word you said. You hit everything on the nail. I just got a new job. My finances just increased. And I've been wanting that. You just hit it. And I'm telling you, I promise you, I'm not making this up. I pray before the show. But tonight I said, Lord, would you let somebody say something to me? And you are the one that answered the call. Yes.
Yeah.
This is so beautiful. Thank you, Father. And you keep going. Yes. The prophetic in you increase, will increase even in you. Even in you, the prophetic even will take a turn. The prophetic in you will even take a turn. Yes, okay, you here, there, here a little, there, you know, but the prophetic in you will even take a turn. And it's like it's going to come out of nowhere. And you'll be prophesying to people, and they're going to be amazed, amazed at the things. And even you, I even see even you being amazed, like, oh, what in the world? I can't, that's not, I'm not to give that word. Yes, you are. Thank you, Father. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, God. That and you're the one that I ask. I said, God, can some, and not because I just, oh, just can I need, can I'm just trying to be selfish, but just to be kind of like, sometimes I pray and I ask God, can you just like be supernatural to me tonight? And it happened.
Mm-hmm.
It happened through you.
I just jumped on this call, not even right as you were taking that last caller. And then you said, well, I'm going to take one more caller. I know I said I wasn't going to. And then you took.
That is true.
I know. I just jumped on here, too. I was like, oh, maybe she won't get to me. That's okay.
I'm so touched. I don't know how to act. I don't know what to say. I'm so touched and overwhelmed. Because, you know, sometimes, yes, I do minister to people, but sometimes you want to be touched a little bit, too. And so thank you for listening to God. Thank you for hearing God and saying what you, praying and saying what you believe. And it was correct. The health. Thank you so much. Mm. And I was concerned. I said, God, well, I got a new job, and it's the most money I've ever made, but I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't make it, God, is that going to cut off my money? Just so thank you. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you are, see, this is what you're going to do for others. They're going to overreact. See, I'm overreacting. They're going to overreact. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm happy to do it. When I got on here, I just kept feeling, do you need to pray for her? I said, okay, I'll pray for her. Let's just, like, yeah, I'll pray. And then you said that, and I was like, wow, okay. That's
you
God.
That's it. You heard right. You heard
wow.
right. Keep doing it. And you watch. This
mm-hmm.
is going to, see, and this is stepping, walking by faith, saying it, speaking it. This is my faith, and you're going to see. This is how you're going to shock other people. And it's not because it's all about you. It's the Lord
mm-hmm.
being sensitive to His voice, and really above all, believing that this is Him, believing in Him, trusting in Him. Thank you so much. You don't know what that did. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this about 12 more times. Thank you so much. You have a beautiful voice. You have a beautiful voice. I'm telling you, ministry is your thing. You're easy to receive. It's easy to receive you. You know that?
That's good. I'm glad.
Bless you. You watch and see how that prophetic increases. It's going to take a turn. You watch and see. You say, I'm not a prophet. Well, it's going to be so close to a prophet, it's probably going to scare you. You watch and see.
Wow. Well, thank you, Lord. I really do believe the Lord is touching your health in Jesus' name. Yeah, we just pray for your health right now. Whatever's going on with your hair, we just command it to be normal. We command it to be perfect. We just thank you that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of her, and it quickens her body right now in Jesus' name. The same spirit that raised Jesus, the same spirit that heals, Lord, it lives in her, Lord, and you are her healer. And I just declare healing over her life right now in Jesus' name. I declare healing over her entire body, over her hair. And I just speak life. I just speak life and health over you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
God, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God will answer your prayer. God will answer your prayer. God will answer your prayer. Now, you be faithful. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you so much. You don't know how you blessed me tonight. I want you to know you have blessed me bountifully. And you be faithful. Be faithful to the call. People need you. You know that people need you. They need you. They need you. the voice that came tonight blessed me so much. You don't know your voice. Not only the words, but the tone, your voice, the way you sound. You blessed me. People need you. People need you. You go forth. You be faithful. People need you. They need your voice. They need to hear you. Grace. They need your grace. They need you the way that I needed you tonight. You go forth and you be faithful. Thank you so much.
Of course, yeah. I'm praising the Lord. I'm just so happy.
Wow. Girl, you're going to bless so many people. You don't even know.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You don't even know. Your voice is going to heal many. Heal many. Mm. You will heal many. Your voice is going to heal many. Heal many. Not some, not a few, not some, but many. Your voice is going to heal many. They're going to need it, and they're going to need your voice. You be faithful. They're going to need you. They're going to need you. You be faithful. And be who you are. And let your voice speak. And let the anointing, the grace, flow. Because you have obeyed. Thank you so much. You obeyed tonight. Thank you so much.
Of course. Yeah, I'm so happy.
And I don't want to cut you off. Is there anything else that you wanted to pray for? I'm sorry, I got caught up. So blessed. But is there anything that you...
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm want to do his work. So I think we pretty much covered that. So.
Yeah. You'll do it. You'll do it. You need it. You'll do it.
Yeah, well, thank you so much just for your prayer and your time. Yeah. And I pray you have a blessed night.
I already have. I'm done. I'm done. Take a fork with me. That's it. Okay. All right.
Thank you,
okay.
Jesus.
Oh, yes. There you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you have a good night, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right. Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Now, listen, y'all. I said I was done, but I see another Okay, I see another couple. See, I'm getting excited, y'all. I'm excited. I thought it was going to be a short show tonight, but I see I got a couple other callers. So I'm going to take you all, pray for you all, and then I think this will be my last call after I'm going to take. I have two more, and I want to take those two, and then I think I'll call it a night. Again, for those of you who are still listening, thank you so much. Y'all don't know how this is touching me tonight. Thank you, Father. I believe that I am healed and made whole because of agreement. God, you are good to me. You are good to Felicia. And then also, thank you, Father, for my husband. Okay, let me move on to the next call. Okay, so I have a 251-229. Who want to speak with the lady calling from, please?
Yes, woman of God. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Alabama.
Sarah from Alabama?
Yes, I am.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Sarah, for calling. Well, no, you know what, Sarah? Thank you for hanging on. Thank you for holding on. Okay. All right, Sarah, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to put you on mute, pray for you, and whatever you want to pray for, you have any requests, we'll pray for that, okay?
Okay.
I know y'all hear me repeat myself 1,000,000,000,000 times, but I'm one of those people, okay, y'all? All right, so we're going to pray for you, Sarah. Let's see, 2-5. Okay, well, you're my next to the last caller anyway. All right, so Father, we bless you, and we thank you for Sarah, hallelujah, from Alabama. Father, we bless you. We thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for hovering over Sarah. God, hovering over you, Sarah, for protection. Protection. I don't know. You need protection. God, hovering over you for protection. God, the power, the presence of God, even hovering over you, protecting you from some things, from protecting you from some evil things, some things that you've skirted, some things that you will skirt. God, protecting you, Sarah, protecting you and protecting you and protecting you, and even protecting that which you are concerned about. Father, we thank you and we bless you. And then, Father, we pray for Sarah, her future. We pray, God, whatever you desire, whatever that which you will, Father, we pray for her. And Sarah, I even hear a piano playing, opera music, like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm not for sure what that is, but I pray. I hear opera music. I hear a piano. I see someone playing a piano and just opera music playing. I don't know if it's a romantic song, romance, what that may be, but or you plan something, it's like a romantic dance. I don't know if you're dancing with a person or you're the romantic dancing with the Lord to some opera music, falling in love, just falling in love. It could be falling in love with the Lord, but if it's a person, then falling in love with the person. But falling in love, dancing to some music and falling in love, And so, Father, we thank you. First of all, we thank you for the protection. We thank you for you choosing, protecting her like an angel's wings, covering you and hovering over you, and even that which you are concerned about. And then, Father, the piano. Her dancing to the music romantically, and I don't even think that's not negative. That's a positive. Romantic is beautiful. Romance came from the Lord. Do you know that, Sarah? Do you know romance came from the Lord? Romance is not perversion. Romance is beautiful. It's wonderful. It's a thing that gets you in the mood. Hallelujah. You can God wants to romance you. Romance. And so, Father, we thank you for that. You coming close to you, like learning God, coming close to God, coming behind into the bedroom with the Lord. God wants something special with you, Sarah, something special. I mean something special. You wake up in the morning, you bow your head before you even get out of bed. You wake up, your eyes open. Close your eyes and just say, Jesus. And then you continue on about your day. You go to bed at night, Jesus. And then you go on. You keep the Lord before you. God is wanting something special with you. Not that everybody else is not special, but girl, you have an ability to go so deep with God. Bro, God romancing you into the bedroom. Romancing you. I know that don't even sound right. Well, listen, take it up with Jesus. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm just praying what I see, what I hear. You take that up with the Lord. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you for where you're going, what you want to do with her. And, maybe it's concerning the husband, but it may be the Lord. So we'll let you come in. I don't have all the answers, but I know what I hear the Lord say. I'm going to let you get on in here. Hold on just 1 second. Let me unmute you. I think that is you. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can, woman of God. And amen. I receive it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Glory. Lord, I thank you. I receive it.
Yeah, just receive
it. I receive the word of the Lord coming forth tonight because I love opera music. and classical music. I love the classical music. And when I get in the car, my daughter goes, Mom. And when I get in the car, my daughter goes, Mom, can we change this another channel?
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's wonderful. That's the wonderful presence of the Lord on the phone line tonight. I'm pressed. I tell you, I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for his presence and his goodness that's flourishing on the phone tonight. I tell you, I am excited.
Oh,
I really am.
Oh, thank you, Father. That is beautiful.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, God is with you. God is with you.
Ooh, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Just imagine. You listen to your opera music and he's right there. I don't know you. You know I don't know you. And God mentions the thing that you love. He's letting you know. I'm right there. Oh, this is so good. This is so, ooh, what a rich night. This is so good.
I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for all the partners. I tell you, this is so special, you know, the word that the Lord gave you to say tonight. It is so special. It is so special. So I'm excited. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Let the Lord romance you. I don't. Now let me ask you a question. Now, is this you and Jesus, or you believe for a husband, or you got a husband, or what's this romance? Why is it so romantic though?
Well, I had another friend of mine who's in the Lord, you know, but he said the same thing. He said God's got something special for you. And yeah. I was like, what? And he said that about 2 nights ago.
Woo!
And he said, just hold on. God is going to deliver him. And it's going to be. And I was like, what? So this is the second time that I'm hearing it.
Wow.
But I've been, you know, shut up in the room. And I don't know. It can be both things. The Lord is preparing me a mate. Maybe that's it.
Well, okay. Do you want a mate?
Yes, I do.
Father, we bless you. We thank you, God. She wants a mate. How are we going to start it? That's it. Thank you, Father. You're going to bless her. Thank you, Jesus. She's going to get a husband. Father, we bless you. We ask you. I agree with self. Hallelujah. From Alabama, God. Romance. God. Hey, Labando Raba Carrizo. Father, we bless you. That you give her a husband, you give her a mate. She want one, God give it to her. Do you think that came out of nowhere, Sarah? No, that came from the Lord. Father, so we bless you. We thank you over and over and over and over and over again, God, that you give her a good mate. And your mate is going to be equal to you. He's as morale as you are, your husband will be as morale. The same, you guys will have the same morality level. You're this level of morale, he's this level of morale. Y'all like twins. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for a spouse for her. A twin flame, the same level of morale. And you know, y'all may have to, you know, y'all, I don't know, y'all may have to fight over here and there, but that'll be okay. As long as y'all repeat, it'll be all right. So, Father, we bless you. We thank you for her husband. Wherever this man, whoever he is. And God, we ask you, listen, it makes him, listen, he may not even already be there, but God, before he gets there, before he shows up and she realizes that this is the man, God, make him a problem solver, because then y'all going to argue here and there a little bit. It's going to be a little argue, a little throw on something, throw spit, throw this and throw that, maybe a disagreement or, you know, I ain't like the way you cook my eggs. Well, I ain't like the way you cook my sausage. What, you know, whatever. A little argument. A little argument here and there. So, Father, we thank you for that. That he's going to be a problem solver. When you won't solve it, he's going to solve it. He's going, okay, you know what, baby? Listen, okay, you just threw that knife at me. I thought you tried to kill me, even though I know you were just mad.
Well,
I know you didn't mean to try to kill me, but baby, let's pray about this. So we bless you, God. Yeah, y'all gonna, I see it. I'm telling you, y'all gonna argue a little bit. It's gonna be a little argument. Just repent and go on. But y'all gonna stick together. Say, what's that? I hear that song already. Together forever. Together forever. Hallelujah. Let's stay together, whether times are good or bad, happy or sad. Remember that song? Who was that? What's his name? Times are good or bad, happy or sad. Well, I can't think of his name. Let's stay together. You know that song. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I just can't think of who's the artist.
No, not Marvin. I'm like, what is it? Marvin? No, not Marvin. It's Gay. Gay. What's his last name? Gay. Isn't his last name Gay?
Yeah.
Hold up. You got what you say?
Yeah, I think that's him.
Al Green. Al Green. That's the song
Al Green. Al Green.
That's the song for you. That's the song for you on your spot. That's gonna be the song. That's gonna be y'all's coin song. Yeah, yeah. Good times are good or bad. Remember that line, sir. I'm telling you, that's the line that I hear the Lord giving me to give you. Times are good or bad. Y'all gonna be, I'm telling you, I see y'all arguing a little bit, but just forgive each other and go on. He's going to be a problem solver, in Jesus' name. Let him be, Lord. Hallelujah. Times are good or bad, happy or sad. Let's stay together. Y'all going to stay together. So, Father, we bless you for her spouse. We thank you, God, that when you come along, they're going to have their little moments, but they're going to love each other, and they're going to want to stay together forever. Father, bless you. God is good to you, honey. He's going to be good to you. You're going to see. He's a good guy. Y'all going to stay together forever. Bless you, Jesus. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's it.
Thank you. I receive it. Thank the Lord. That's it. I receive it. Glory. Glory to God. I receive it. Glory. Glory. Thank you,
God.
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
that's part of why, see, that's part of why that romance came from. you see that? I got that word about that romance. See, that's part of where that romance came from. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He loves you.
Thank you.
He
Jesus.
Wants to make you happy. He loves you. You watch and see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory
all right.
to God. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. I
Amen.
Receive it.
Yes. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Bless you.
Thank you. Bless you. I tell you, the Lord, when I'll tell you, when you get back on the phone lines, whenever you get back on the phone lines and the Lord blesses you in that way, because
mm-hmm.
the Lord really has something special for you too. I just feel it that the Lord, you know, the Spirit of God is telling me that he's got certain things lined up for you too, because you're a woman of God as well. So, hey, all mm-hmm. right now.
Let me tell you something. Every word, every letter. Every alphabet, word, letter you just said, I take it. Thank you, Lord. You're part of my prayer. You're part of my prayer. You're part of what I say I pray for tonight. You're the second person. So thank you. I receive that. I tell you, I promise you I receive that. Thank you so much. I love you for that. Bless you. And you watch and see.
Well, God, glory to God. I tell you, he can do it all. Jesus can work it out. He can do it all.
He can do it all. Thank you. Thank you so much. This has been fun. And you watch and see. Now listen, don't be calling in and tell us what y'all arguing about. Just forgive each other. Just forgive each other. And call in after that. Okay.
Yeah.
So we
it's
bless the Lord. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right.
Okay.
All
have
right.
a
well, you
night.
Have a good night. Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
<Bye-bye>. Okay. Wasn't that good, y'all? All right. I'm gonna move on to my last caller here that I have. Okay. Now this is gonna be the last one. I can tell you. I'm telling you right now, y'all, this is the last one. Okay, I have A. I'm going to move on to the, where is it? Y'all, I'm going to need to get my reading glasses. Hold on, y'all. Okay. So it's going to be a 240-482. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hey, Valerie from NC. I have to give them the, wait, not, I was about to say parentheses. You know what I'm saying about.
Yes.
Abbreviation. I give the abbreviation. Hi. Thank you, Valerie. Let me put you on mute, Valerie, and pray for you. I done got wild up. You're the last call, Valerie. You're the last person. Father, we bless you. We thank you for Valerie. Thank you for calling us, Valerie. We bless you. We bless you. God is wanting to give you some rest, honey. Just give you some rest. Some rest and some rest. Bless the Lord. Father, thank you for all good things that flow from above. And you see how we've been laughing tonight? That's what God wants to do for you. Hallelujah. Rest and laugh. You rest and laugh. Laugh and rest. Rest and laugh. Laugh and rest. Rest and laugh. This is what the goodness of God touch you. The goodness of God touch your soul. And yet you will see and know and understand and come to know and come to understand more and more and more the love of God towards you. Rest and laugh and laugh and rest. Laugh and rest and rest and laugh. Valerie. Valerie, is it your time to start prophesying to people? Valerie, is it your time? Are you already doing it? Do you need to do it more? Are you supposed to be doing a show as well? Valerie, is it your time to start prophesying and praying for people? Speaking the prophetic word of the Lord. You can do it. You can prophesy, Valerie. I know, unless you're already doing it. Maybe there needs to be an increase. Excuse me. Do it more. If you're not doing it, Valerie, the prophetic grace of God be upon you to prophesy, to see, to discern, to pick up on things, to know things, to speak things that are to come. You are to speak things that are to come. You know, the prophetic is complicated, yet you can try and explain it with simplicity, but yet it's not simple. You can try to make it simple, but it's not simple. The prophetic can really be, well, it is really complicated on certain, you know, levels and dimensions. But you, I sense that, like, you know, prophecy. What I'm doing right now is where you're supposed to be seated. I'm not saying necessarily on a Prophet Randy show, maybe or maybe not. I don't know. But somewhere prophetic. You need to get into that, start doing that, practicing that. I'm not saying that you're a prophet. I'm saying you can do what I do. You can do it. Even miracles. Just prophetically speaking, and miracles happen. Metoraba Carissa. Valerie, the prophetic, be unto you. Because it's unto us all, but some people are willing and some are not. And I feel like you're one of the willingness. It doesn't mean you have to get out and, you know, prophesy to the whole, you know, well, I'm going to start my own ministry. We're not, not that. But just start praying for people from here and there and there and here. And as you pray, the prophetic just flows. You know, Valerie, you know, the way that I started is I would search out. I became curious about prophets. I just became curious. I would see prophets and prophesy and pray and all this kind of stuff. I became curious. And then I stumbled up on the Prophet Randy show. And Prophet Randy began to encourage me and push me and Felicia, you can do this too. And at first I thought he was Looney Tunes. I'm gonna tell you, I thought he didn't know what he was talking about. I thought man, where did this man come from? Let me. I'm gonna stop listening to him because he don't have a clue. And when I tried to stop, I still had a desire to. I was still curious. I still wanted to know. And then I heard it again. And then I heard it from someone else. And then I heard it from someone else. And then I heard it from Prophet Randy again. And then I heard it from, it took about eight prophecies for me to start doing it. But I tell you, it wasn't until Prophet Randy confirmed that to me. I began to pray, and I said, well, God, if I can prophesy, well, then, you know, help me confirm that. And I prayed, and I prayed, and one day I was walking around in my living room, and I was just praying, and it's like I heard, I don't know if you heard this before, but I heard God speak to me and say the word Ham. And I wrote it down because Prophet Randy told me, whatever you get, Felicia, whatever you think the Lord is telling you, write it down. And I wrote down the word Ham. And then I called into the show a couple of days later, and Prophet Randy, he prayed for me, and all of a sudden, he began to say, now listen, I never told him that. I wrote the word down, remember. I wrote the word Ham down. And I called into the show, and Prophet Randy, he put me on mute, and he said, Felicia, I'm getting the word Ham. And from that moment forth, I knew he's not Looney Tunes after all. So I think that tonight for you as you do that and you watch and see how God blesses you as a result. I mean, the blessings of God overtake you as a result. You'll see it in Jesus' name. I want to unmute you. I know I've talked a lot. Let me unmute you and let you get on in here and just tell me if there's anything you want to pray for. Now, where did I put you at? I think this is you right here. Oh, my goodness. I hope this is you. It is. 2408482. Did I say?
Yes, sir. This okay. Is me. Yes.
Hey. All right.
All right. So, you know, I have received this word a few times, and I mean over the years, and I, you know, even. A few years ago at my old church, I went through a prophetic class. And, you know, just, I guess by circumstance, life events, you know, I didn't really move forward in it. That's been my desire, my heart's desire. But it's not something that I'm currently doing. You know, like sometimes in the past I've prayed for someone and they're like, well, how did you know all that? You know, and I was like, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't like so I guess I just, it seems like it's, I mean, I definitely received that word. I believe that's the Lord. I guess I just don't know what steps to take to move out into that.
Okay. Well, listen, you pray, and whatever you, well, let me say it this way. You said you don't know what steps to take. And you've been getting this word, you've gotten this word more than once, twice, three times, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to practice. You just practice praying for people, and you pray for them, and you speak. And then you let them come back and tell you what you pray for that they can relate to. And as you do that, you begin to learn you begin to kind of learn what the voice of God is. You learn, or you begin to believe more that you're actually hearing from God and then he can say more. But you pray and whatever you get, you say it. You just pray, and whatever you begin to get, you say it. You just say it. And as you do that, and you do that more and more and more and more, and you'll be able to tell more and more, okay, this is what God is saying. You can sense it more and more as you practice. You put forth you practice. You may need to come on and do a show with us. Do a show. Do a show. and put that forth. Begin to practice that, and because that's how I got there. I didn't get there I got there by practicing, and then I began to learn. Oh, okay. I just this is what it. And then I began to understand. Okay, now I can. I really can hear God. You begin to understand that you really can hear the voice of God, but you have to do it. And then as you do it a little bit, then he gives you more, and then you do it a little bit more, and then he gives you a little bit more. You do a little bit more, and he gives you a little bit more. You practice. You begin to practice that, and you practice it more and more, and then you begin to sense and pick up. This is what God is saying. So And I know, okay, you may not, okay, so I didn't have people to practice. Well, I take that back. I'm sorry. I did. I began to listen to Prophet Randy, and I would pray for people, and then I had other people to pray for, and they would throw it back at me and tell me, this is the same thing that God spoke to me. It's what you prayed for. But I don't know if I can, you know, because I can't really say necessarily, you know, how God is going to let you know, yes, do it. I mean, because the scripture said that you can do it anyway. You can prophesy anyway. Just believe that you can do it. But sometimes we do have to be instructed, because I had to be instructed. Because like I said, it wasn't until I wrote down the word ham, and then I spoke to Prophet Randy, and he told me, he threw it back at me, Felicia, I got the word ham. I never told him that, but it was because I told me to do. Yeah, like I was so, I couldn't even speak. I was shocked. I cried. I couldn't believe it. Because I remember he told me, you pray, and whatever, you pray, and then whatever you're getting, you write it down. And I just prayed about, as a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, I was praying about a husband. And I was like, God, I just want a husband. And I'm praying, and so I'm praying about a husband. And I wrote that word ham down. And then when I called him to the show, he said that's the word that he got. And, of course, it blew my mind. But now then we have, and then you pray a little bit more, and you ask God, well, God, what does the word ham mean? And then he begins to give us, you know, as we begin to go back and forth, we begin to, you know, seek the Lord about that and ask God, what do you mean? And as we're sitting there and we're like, you know, trying to hear from God, and all of a sudden, bang, it comes. Hunk of a man.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow.
So those moments are for you. Those moments are for you. Mm-hmm. You practice. That's for you. That's for you. And I tell the people need that. That's for you. That's for you. And it's going to bless you. You watch when it starts happening. It's going to bless you. It's going to bless your thoughts of you. I didn't know I could do. I didn't know this could go. So I didn't know I could do this so much. But you can. It's in you. You got it. You can do it. The scripture says that you can do it. You ain't got to be a prophet. You can do it anyway. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Practice. Pray for people and pray for them. And then you'll see what they have to say afterwards. And then you begin to learn, okay. Because when God speaks to me about giving me things, you know, he'll speak in different ways. Sometimes you get a sensation. Sometimes you'll get a vision. Sometimes I get words. It's different kind of way that it comes. Now, sometimes most of the time it comes the same way. I'll see something. But then there's other times where I'll get a word. And then there's other times where I'll get a sensation that will come over my body. You'll get that. That's going to happen to you. So, Father, we thank you for that. We bless you, God. Be it unto you. It shall happen unto you in Jesus' name. And as a result, everything that you want, it will not fall. So everything that you want will come to pass. As a result of you stepping out and you doing that, everything that you want, you're not going to be able to ask God for anything more. You won't be able to ask God for anything more. You watch and see as you step out and you begin to do that. Just begin to pray. And not saying it's going to happen overnight, but as you practice and you do that and you begin to prophesy and you begin to get those words. You just pray for people and just watch it flow. And then whatever they come back and tell you, well, yeah, I was praying. I was hoping and praying and believing God for this. And it'll be the very thing that you prayed for. You watch and see. And I'm telling you, listen, there won't be a thing that you'll be, that's not going to be another thing that you're going to ask God for. All your prayers are going to be answered. Whatever you want, you got. God confirming to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That this is me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sounds like I have some work to do.
But it's going to be easy. It's not hard, Valerie. It's not hard at all. Don't make it hard. It's not hard. It's easy. Okay? It's going to be easy.
Okay. Okay.
Let's pray for the people. Now, let me do this. Is there anything that you want else that you, because I don't want to forget you caught up, which I was caught up, but thank you, God, for that word. But do you have any requests that we want to pray for before I move on to the last caller?
I guess my just prayer for peace. You mentioned rest. I'm actually going on vacation. And so I'm going on vacation on Monday.
I promise you, I got that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So just for safe travels and just for, you know, a peaceful time, you know, inward peace for me in general, because I'm just feeling a little, feeling stressed, but just for, you know, safe travels and everything.
Yes, it will be. I believe that it will. I believe God showed me that it will be. And I did hear vacation, rest. And I apologize. And sometimes that'll happen to you as well, Valerie. You'll get things, but you won't say it. Sometimes you go like, maybe that's not what he's talking about. But it really was. I did hear vacation. And I'm sorry that I didn't give you that at the beginning. I apologize for that. That's my fault. I did hear that. And so because of that, I believe this will be a safe vacation. You'll get rest. But God wants you to also rest and laugh. Like, you got a lot of laughter on this vacation. A lot of laughter, rest and laughter. The laughter and rest. That's what I got. Laughter and rest and laughter. Relaxation, laughter. This is, expect for this to be safe. Expect everything to be safe. Expect it to work out. Expect it. Expect it. Expect it in Jesus. Expect it to be fun and laughter and rest. Expect restoration. Expect it. Just expect it. And it shall be unto you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I believe that. If it's not so, you come back and tell us that I failed. But I believe this is so. And so we thank you, God. Mm-hmm. We bless you. And God, forgive me that is what I heard, vacation. But I was scared to say it because I wasn't sure that I heard correctly the first time. And so that is true. So thank you for that. And I'm sorry that I didn't give you that at the beginning. But I did hear that. So we bless you, God. Thank you, Father. Again, Jesus. Expect this to be a good, safe travel, and expect to have a good laugh. Expect to have a lot of laughing. Expect that, Valerie. Expect that in Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Sister Felicia.
Yes.
You're such a blessing.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Valerie. You are so welcome. Thank you very much. All right. Have a good night.
You too. Good night.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, y'all. Okay. I think we're going to be done in a few minutes. Well, I'm going to move on to our last caller here. Ooh, did I fib again? I'm sorry, y'all. Forgive me. I don't mean to fib, but I love y'all. I'm going to move to the last caller. Okay. Last caller. I promise this is the last call. I have 804-549. Who am I speaking with? Where you calling from, please?
Virginia.
Virginia?
Yes.
Virginia. All right. Where are you calling from, Virginia?
From Virginia. I'm
Virginia
sorry.
Is,
no,
that's
my,
okay.
That's not my name. My name's Tigas.
Okay. If you don't want to say it, you don't have to, but you said, T-S?
Yes, Tigas. Yes.
T-S.
That's my name. Yes.
Okay. T-S. Okay. Okay, thanks. He is from Virginia. Thank you. All right, let me put you on mute, pray for you, and then we'll pray for anything that you have any concerns about. Father, we bless you, and we thank you for Tia from Virginia. Thank you for hanging on. God, we bless you. We thank you. We bless you over and over and over again for her. And God is going to take you off the merry-go-round. He's going to take you. He's going to help you from going back and forth with the same thing over the repetitive, the same repeated thing over and over again, Father. We thank you that you are a God who, listen, she thinks that she's just going to be going back and forth continually. No, you're not going to be going back and forth continually. God is able. God will. God has chosen to do this for you. You let God take you off that thing. Just obey. Do what he tells you to do, and God will take you off the merry-go-round, off the swing, off the seesaw, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. I got to go through this again and again and again and again and again and again and again. No, it won't be forever. This thing won't go on continually. There is a new day coming for you in Jesus' name. You let the Lord make you whole. You let the Lord change you and renew you. You listen to the Lord. Let him renew you, make you whole all over again. Let him renew you, make you whole all over again. You don't have to keep going through the same thing. God is with you. God is for you. God is for you. He's on your side. Hallelujah. He's on your side. God is on your side. Righteousness on your side. God is on your side. Yes, God is on you, on your side. You let the Lord speak. Let the Lord speak. Let the Lord have the say-so. God loves you. You are not a has-been. You are not a happenstance. God loves you. You came out of God. He loves you. You belong to the Lord. You can say whatever you want to say. You belong to the Lord. You belong to the Lord. You belong to Jesus. You belong to God. Him is yours, girl. He is yours. You belong to the Lord. God is with you and he is for you. You won't have to keep going through that. You don't have to. You won't have to. Over and over again. Same old thing. Again, here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go. Oh, Lord. At what point is this over? We call it over in Jesus' name. We call it over. We call it over. May you walk by faith. Jesus, may you walk by faith. Walk by faith. That your days, I don't know, of that your days of that thing is over. May you be highly favored. May you go forth and see that you are highly favored amongst men. And I mean men in terms of men, women, whoever. You are highly favored. And you may even be highly favored, I mean, even before some elderly, children, whoever. May you be highly favored by experience, not just by words and prophecy, but maybe may you experience the favor of God, the being highly favored in Jesus' name. You belong to the Lord. You belong to God. You belong to the Lord. You belong to the Lord. You belong to the Lord. I'm going to unmute you. Okay, let you come on in here and then let you speak and then that'll be it. All right. Okay. You're on mute.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. I just want you to pray for me about my health.
Your health?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay, sure. Holy Father, we bless you and we thank you for good health, God. We're not even going to thank you for good health. Taking shots all the time. No. We come against that and we speak against that. You have put power within us. God, help her to believe you. Teach her to believe you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
All that type of, shots and insulin or whatever, health. No, in Jesus' name. We pray for good health. We ask you for, God, you're able to replace. Just help her to believe. You just got to believe. It's like a belief thing for you. Everybody don't have the same issue. It's not the same issue for everybody, but for you, it's like just believe. And this is what I believe helps people when I pray for them because it helps me. Don't look outside to the sky. You look inside. You bow your head and you look inside of your body. God is Jesus said the Father is in you. You in me and I in you. I give that to people. I believe God gave that to you in me and I in you. Some people don't receive because they're looking into the skies. No, you look inside. When Jesus looked up to heaven, did he say anything? No, he just looked up there. But he didn't. He says, I in you. Not all these taking shots. And Father, we thank you. We bless you that you are able to make her whole. God is able. May the supernatural power of God rest with you. May you take one step and another step and another step and another step, another step, closer and closer. May you take a step after step after step after step after step after step.
Yes.
Into your destiny. Your destiny of wholeness. You have a destiny of wholeness. You have a destiny of wholeness. You shall not die of anything sickly. When it's your time, may it be just a natural death. When it, everybody got to die, right? But when it's your time, may it be natural. May it not be a sickness that will take you out. May it just be your time to go. We pray for that, God. We ask you for that. In Jesus' name. In God, we ask you for that. We ask you.
Yes, sir.
Just believe it. Just receive that. Look inside. I'm telling you, if you could understand what I'm saying, don't look in the sky. Don't look in. Look at the walls. Don't look in the. Don't look on that. Look. Close your eyes. Look inside. That's where he is. The God that you're looking for is inside of you. That's where he is. He's inside. Now look inside. Close your eyes and look inside.
Yes.
And believe
yes.
God. Not just for healing, believe God for wholeness. Wholeness be unto you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. All right. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Diane. Amen. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And thank you, Father.
Yes.
You receive that.
Amen. Yes.
God is able. You believe God for wholeness. 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 The fullness. Believe God for home.
Amen.
And Father, the God inside of me, speak wholly to the crown of her head, down to the soles of her feet. We are supernatural. May it supernaturally be. God, I believe you. I believe you.
Yes.
We are supernatural.
Yes.
We are supernatural. Jesus, you spoke the word and they were healed. And so, Father, we speak the word of wholeness.
Yes.
Shalom. We speak your will. Be unto her. Nothing less.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. This is what you died for. We speak it. And we thank you, God. May everybody tonight come back with a testimony that the Lord, look at what the Lord has done. May we, I receive the testimony even now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. He is inside you. Look, don't look outside of yourself no longer. I'm telling you, look inside. When you close your eyes, you look, focus inside. That's where he is. Focus inside. He's answered your prayer. Focus inside. Jesus said, be it unto you. Focus inside. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you for calling in. Appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
God bless. Thank you.
Peace be unto you. You go forth in wholeness.
Amen.
Wholeness.
Amen.
Jesus, greater works than these shall we do. I speak wholeness. Mm. You go forth in the peace of the Lord. Whole, being made whole. Hallelujah. Mm. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that is it. You go forth in the name of the Lord. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, you have a good night. You sleep peacefully. Peace unto you. I lift my hand and say peace unto you. Peace unto you. Sleep well, okay? Have a good night. And I pray you call back in at another time. And no matter with who, you call in with anybody and give your testimony, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you. And we'll talk to you at a later date.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. I'll receive that. Have a good night. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. Appreciate you. Everyone that called in and you were listening and being patient and waiting, have a good, good, good night. And I pray I see you all. Well, let me say this. If you all decide to call back, you make sure, or I pray that you call back with your testimony. Thank you. Have a good rest of the weekend. Bye-bye.